Welcome to the Cosmic Lounge. And today we are going to explore soulful self-care. And we're going to dive into nurturing your inner being. And I'm going to share with you a few practices that I do myself to connect and stay in connection, stay connected to that center, that space within that allows us to systematically find the spaciousness necessary to handle life when emotional triggers are actually coming to our awareness. So you may actually have realized that there's a lot of triggers right now. Name it, starts with the media, the experiences that we are being fed with the news. We also can see in, you know, our closer circle, but sometimes our families are the ones who are pushing the buttons, and there's nothing wrong with it. It is part of our contract, desire to connect it to the desire to grow and to evolve. And for that, we cannot grow unless we are being activated by those triggers, because they are the ones that reveal the awareness. So it is not bad to be triggered. What we want is to have tools that are very practical that we can use when we are triggered, so that we are not drowning in the triggers and we are not in consistent resistance against the triggers, but more so we are only recognizing them as an alarm system that is reminding us that we are ready to elevate. We have the courage and the strength to actually perceive what is going on, and we can transform that if we are once again prepared. So today, the soulful self-care, and that is giving you nurturing your, you know, ways to nurture your inner being, they are going to be very practical. And they are, once again, connected to practices and routines that I myself have implemented years and years and years ago. 26 years ago, when I first started, it was definitely the first step for me was to, after the recognition of those triggers, where the victimhood consciousness was systematically activated, then they had to be creating a practice to detach from these triggers, from this activation or reactivate, and that was causing the reactivity, so that I could move into the response, the intelligible, conscious, grounded, rooted response that was obviously every single time way more adequate than the systematic pushing back and reacting. So there are probably these techniques, these practices, they are probably not something that you have never heard before. But this is really to to provide you with a maybe reactivating your consciousness to really practice them. They are simple. They are not, you don't need to go back to a full-on four-year college and or 10 years of some form of spiritual path for you to actually become a master at it. They are very simple, because once again, the simple techniques are always the ones that actually functions the most. Now, it's not necessarily the easiest one, because they requires us to intentionally set them into motion in our everyday life. So here are the simple ones. So one that is really, basics, I would say, it's just to slow down. Slowing down means that we are not necessarily giving the power to move into our life with simply a to-do list that we need to check boxes one after the other one, just because we are feeling a satisfaction of achieving something and producing something if we do. So the slowing down allows us to create the spaciousness. Why does it matter to nurture our inner being? It is Because again, when you hear the word, it's an inner being, it's not an inner doing. And therefore, we're going to have, in order for us to nurture that inner being, provide in our life much more of a beingness space. So this part can actually express itself in, you know, in a more conscious way. So it starts with slowing down. It's slowing down because we are really intentionally looking at actions that we are having, making, decision we are choosing, and really creating the space to know what we say yes to and what we say no to, right? Ultimately, whatever we say yes to is simultaneously a no to something else. And that's how the power of the human being, which is free will, is essential, right? Because we are literally experiencing everything we say yes to, even and especially if it's not intentional, because it is a subconscious pattern that keeps playing itself. So what we want is using the power of slowing down in order for us to give ourselves more space to observe, assess what is it that I have in front of me. And when especially I am reacting to something, is do I have the time? It takes maybe a split of a second. Do I have the time to expend that split of a second before reacting? Or am I systematically on automated, you know, function piloting and react to something just because my 6-year-old self has reacted back in a day, and for the past 30 years, this is just what I keep doing, right? So ask yourself, like, am I getting up in the morning and go, do, checking the boxes, or do I regularly give myself a space to slow down and look at myself, listen to what is, look at what is here and now, and create more of this spaciousness that my mind needs to be less activated. So very simple, just slow down. The slowing down is going to provide us with an opportunity to choose to be, to open, and to receive. So the receiving aspect will be the ultimate nurturing of our inner being, because it is the magnetic aspect of who we are, and it allows us to actually bring things from the outside in, to be able to bring this awareness inside. And that is the same as intuition. How do we hear? How do we tune into intuition? We have to be present here and now. We have to open so that we can receive things, messages, insights that are not tangible to our conscious mind that keeps looking outward. What we desire is to really tune inside and be aware, conscious of what we are receiving, not what we are hunting or pursuing, right? So this also tuning into this moment, listening. So that's the active listening. That's the second big part. Active listening is really about tuning in. Obviously, it is also connected to being present, right? So being connected, the way I do it is I connect to the heart. So I have a visualization that allows me to really tune into my heart, and having this visual of my heart opening, like a lotus flower, for example, which is very basic, or looking at it as there's a flame in it and I'm connected to this flame. And this flame allows my mind to focus on this still, so to speak, space. And from there, I start to open and start to receive, right? So why is it important to receive? It's because, once again, these receptions are, this receptivity is allowing insights from a higher level of consciousness to come in. Well, another practice that is essential to nurturing our inner being is to actually identify what truly matters and what does not matter. And that goes into perfecting our core values, our inner core values. So practicing regularly what truly matters to me, what does not matter to me, will allow me to actually look at a situation that rises in front of me and realize that, like, I don't need to react to this because it ultimately doesn't matter, right? The mind will tend to tell you it matters because you've been dishonored, unvalidated, misunderstood, or not seen, not heard. And it will tend to react to this because it has a narrative connected to this. The reality of it is ultimately what comes from the outside does not matter to you unless you make it matter to yourself. So becoming clear and having this practice of journaling to actually identify what tends to trigger us, which is so essential to know ourselves and really be prepared to move and transform these patterns that, once again, are most likely for all of them are most subconscious, we can now have them in clarity because they are known to us. And so we are way more prepared to actually meet them and respond to them instead of reacting to them, right? So ask yourself, like, what is it? What are my core value as an innate being? What is my true soul core, or what are my true soul core values? And living through them and by them will definitely support you in knowing when to hold on and when to let go when situation rise. Right? Your conscious breathing is also an opportunity to practice your capacity to be present here and now. The breath is the only very tangible experience that your conscious mind cannot overlook because it is so vital and essential to who we are, to our own survival. And because ego is connected to our survival needs, breath is something that it will consider as important, as essential. So using the very tool that keeps ego alive makes sense in this nurturing of our inner being. So using conscious breathing to actually call our consciousness, our awareness back into the present moment is an easy way to commune between our higher self and lower self, right? And then, you know, one more tips that I feel is essential and that I practice on a daily basis or very regularly, if it's not on the daily basis, at least on the weekly basis, is to listen to the need of all the parts of our beings, which are the emotional being, the physical aspect of us, the mental aspect of us, and the spiritual aspect of us. So it is really about what do I need? And the I needs to be recognized as is the I my mental self, my emotional self, spiritual self, or physical self? And think of it as four different kids, right? It's like they all have their own needs that are very different and that every day will change. And being able to tune into their need will ensure that you keep them joyful, happy, balanced, in harmony, you know, perceived, seen, honored, you know, validated. So, you know, how much time do you spend every day to tune into all of these aspects of you and provide adequate support for each of them, you know, through hydration, nutrition, joy, essential joy, activating your mind with being open, being curious, being excited, intrigued. It's, all of these are essential for our being to actually function the most. When our inner being is taken care of, guess what? Our doer can be powered with a tremendous amount of anchored energy that can ultimately flow, support the flow, the creative flow, and endlessly provide you with the energy, the vitality to enjoy your physical experience. So if you have any question related to the soulful self-care, or if you want to share what your soulful self-care are or practice are, then I would enjoy having you sharing those guidance and those tips and those practices to myself, but also to everyone in the community, and share those on the different social media platforms such as Facebook or Instagram, where you can find me at Aline Henley. I thank you for your time, and I meet you for next one of our Cosmic Lounge next week. Talk to you soon. Bye.